We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam was the sixth Imam amongst the 12 Imams of the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the successor divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, the successor to both the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was a great, intelligent, genius figure who held a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. He also improved the public life of the general masses and enhanced human thought and took human thought to levels never before reached. This was achieved, of course, by many means, including the advanced technological discoveries and inventions that were put forth by the divinely appointed Imam. It is widely and commonly related that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was amongst those who discovered oxygen, and it was His Eminence who declared that air was not a simple element as it was known before, but rather it was composed of various elements. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we have an interesting dialogue that occurs between Mu'adh ibn Kathir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Mu'adh ibn Kathir was a newly joined individual to the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And one day he seemed perplexed and confused, and with a relative amount of fear, he asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "Do you believe in Bada?" Some say Bada means Allah regrets something. This is surely blasphemy. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, "Bada in the sense you mentioned is false. Allah never regrets. But Bada for us means a change in the contingent destiny, al-qada al-mu'allaq, and this occurs due to human actions. For example, Allah has two types of decrees, the irrevocable decree, which is al-qada al-muhtam, and it is unchangeable, for example, like death, and the contingent decree, al-qada al-mu'allaq, which can be changed by things like, for example, charity, sadaqah, supplication, dua, and keeping family ties. When we say bada lillah, it means Allah changes the contingent decree. This is not regret, but a sign of Allah's power and wisdom. It is like a doctor who changes treatments based upon the patient's response, not out of ignorance, but out of expediency. So bada is faith in Allah's absolute power, not doubt. Mu'adh ibn Kathir calmed down and was convinced by this reply and said, "Then I will pray every day to change my contingent destiny to a better one." And so here in this dialogue, of course, we find that through good deeds such as charity, prayer, supplication, kindness to parents and our relatives, one can change their contingent destiny. And we find in many of the traditions that this is spoken about, how a simple act of charity and sadaqah was able to change the contingent destiny, the al-qada al-mu'allak of a human being. And of course, we should not think that the concept of bada means that we can do whatever we want, and then prayer will somehow fix the mistakes and errors that we commit. Charity and prayer and supplications affect contingent destiny, not the irrevocable and unchangeable destiny, the al-qada al-muhtam. And finally, we should have hope that our efforts and our supplications and our prayers will help us one day or the other. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
So Imam al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, brothers and sisters, let us go back to the Imam. We have a lot to cover. The Imam, alayhi salatu wa salam, he came and he spoke of those two dimensions. He focused on both dimensions, our physical existence and our spiritual existence. And he was in a very turbulent time, like I said, between the rise of Bani al-Abbas and the fall of Bani Umayyah. And he saw 10 of the khulafa of Bani Umayyah and 2 of the khulafa of Bani al-Abbas. The last khalifa of Bani Umayyah, Marwan ibn Muhammad, also known as Marwan al-Himar, was the one who basically, like I said, was infatuated with the dunya. He left the entire empire to collapse. It collapsed. However, we have to study the period between the time that the empire of Bani Abbas was rising and the Bani Umayyah were falling. So I'll do that very quickly, very small summary of what was happening. The people had seen such examples of the Khulafa doing such things. They saw the killing of the Sahaba, the killing of the followers of the Sahaba, the fabrications of the Hadith, the misuse of Islam, the misuse of power, the distinction between Arab and non-Arab, and the different kinds of Arabs, and the different kinds of the converts, and the different nationalities, and they're all paid differently, and there was no equality amongst the Muslims. And for example, one of the Khulafa of Bani Umayyah prays Jum'ah on a Wednesday, one of them prays sitting, one of them, Al-Marwan, like I was saying, he was sitting in this pool, and he was drinking, and he tells one of his concubines, one of the drunk women, he says to her, "Would you like to go and pray Jum'ah?" She says, "Me? How can I go pray Jum'ah? I'm drunk, I'm a woman." He says, "I will prove to you how sheep those people are. Go and pray." And she did. And it's written in history that a woman, she got out of that pool of wine and she went and she led the prayers and nobody could dare to say a word.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.